Dear children, I am sure that if I ask you to name as many French saints as you can, I should expect a really long list. France is called the eldest daughter of the church, and she has given to the church so many saints. Countless martyrs and confessors, bishops and doctors have France as their native land. And even today, when the church is in her deepest anguish, these saints have left for us evidence that they once walked this earth. We know about the valiant deeds of saints like Saint Joan of Arc, or the gentle Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, and we are familiar with the story of that most prudent saintly king, Louis IX. But France was not always a Catholic country. And in fact, if you were born around the 5th or 6th century, which is the period in which Saint Remigius lived, it wouldn't have been a good idea to spend a vacation in France, because the kingdom was still engulfed with wars. But this was the time that God chose for the conversion of France. God chose for this incredible task the saints whose feast we celebrate today. Saint Remigius was born and was sent to Reims to study, but at a very early age of 22, his learning and sanctity were so well known that he was elected bishop of Reims even while he was still a layman. He made friends with the king of the Franks, Clovis, whom he converted and baptized on the 24th of December, 496. Together with 3,000 francs, Clovis gave him every support as he worked to bring the Franks to the Christian faith. With hard work and the unfailing assistance of God, he managed to make France a Catholic nation. Like his name indicates, Remigius means an oarsman. He was a good captain who led France into the ship of the Catholic Church. France today, as a state, unfortunately, has lost the true faith, like the rest of the world. But few who still possess the faith are indebted to him for this gift. God does not pick his generals at random. He chooses them before they were born. He forms them and gives them the grace to lead and defend his people. Saint Remigius was one of God's generals sent to bring a people to his flock. He lived surrounded almost by pagans, but he did not lose heart. We are also surrounded today with modern-day paganism. The world needs another conversion. Saint Remigius has done his work for which he has received his reward in heaven. It is now our turn, children, to carry out the work of conversion of sinners. This is both a great and a grave duty that God has entrusted to us. Perhaps it shows what great graces he has put at our disposal. Let us then be diligent in his service, and let us be his torchbearers in this world darkened with errors. In a world where evil seems to reign supreme, let us be among the few determined to do his will. It is in simple things like faithfulness in prayer and being good examples to others that we do our part in the conversion of sinners. We are God's select few. Each of us must work towards this end. Let us not leave a little share in the building of God's kingdom undone. It is a big task that has been given to us, and we can never hope to accomplish it on our own. We need the help of St. Remigius and of the saints, but we need especially the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. With their help, we can hope for great victories. St. Remigius ruled the Church of France for 70 years. Our task also is a lifelong one. We must ask then for perseverance in God's service. Like the saints, we must not rest on our oars, but we must keep working and praying until we have attained the kingdom of heaven. May Our Lady, St. Remigius, and all the saints obtain for us perseverance and the grace to live a life of prayer and good example. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.